Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Is Lock and Load, and joining me now from Compass Care USA is the Reverend Jim Harden. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me back.
Yes, sir. You know, I was looking at some of these people, and we look at some of these millennials like Sam Bankman-Fried, the guy, the cryptocurrency theft man, and I can't remember her name. Her last name is Holmes. She was Theranos. Her last name is Theranos, or the name of the company was Theranos. And you look at them, and they're hailed as entrepreneurs of the future and everything. But then when you look at their business practices and the way they do things and everything, you find out they're quite sociopathic, and they don't seem to have any sort of a traditional value set.
You know, businesses, like families, are mediating institutions. And a mediating institution is one like that basically communicates values to the surrounding community or world and reinforces those values with whatever it is they do through hiring practices, through the services or the products they produce. So everybody's got values. Everybody has beliefs. And whether they admit it or not, those beliefs manifest themselves in the way they run their businesses and the things that they say to their friends and how they interact with social media. They are actually mediating new core values or their beliefs into the world. And so when you get people that, politicians or people that come out and say, well, you need to keep your beliefs to yourself. You need to check your beliefs at the exam room door, they tell doctors. We hear that all the time. That in and of itself is a belief. And what they're doing is they're attempting to essentially re-engineer the socioeconomic structures of the modern Western world. Why? To undermine it. They don't want to have a free market Judeo-Christian nation state system anymore. They would rather have a Maoist communism, over which, by the way, they control. And so, and if you were to say this to the people that these business owners that you just mentioned, they'd say, "Oh, that's ridiculous," because they could never articulate it. They have been brainwashed by three or four generations of a secular educational system and a nation political extremists that are attempting to de-Christianize and destroy the free market in the nation state system, that they think that this is just the water in which they swim. It's the water in which everybody should swim, and anybody who thinks differently ought to be considered an enemy of the state, undemocratic. This is what they say. They're going to vilify and demonize anybody who wants to safeguard and protect Judeo-Christian values and a free market that upon which this nation and the modern Western world has been built. Why? To pave the way for a global communism. They have no idea. They're just cutting their nose off to spite their face.
Right.
They have no idea that what they're espousing and their business practices will ultimately destroy their business.
And consequently themselves, which it ended up doing prior. Well, I mean, that's what came true.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, it's not just these entrepreneurs that we have raised to be very the hubris of this generation about their greatness. I don't. I know where it came from because, you know, when I was a parent, when my children were growing up, I told them, great, you can be whatever you want to be, right?
Yeah.
But my kids are 32 and 36, so they have actually worked out to be whatever they wanted to be, and they're actually making a contribution, and they don't roll around, and they're not sociopaths, and maybe I did a little something right, I don't know. But, I mean, there's a lot of people out there in that age group and below, especially the Gen Z. I mean, what's the world going to look like when we're dead?
Well, that is a really scary question to ask. And I, the Bible, I believe is God's word. So scripture says, train up a child in a way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now that cuts both ways.
Right.
So if you don't train up a child in the way he should go, ought to go, then he will do what he's trained to do. All these parents, you know, I have a lot of Christian friends whose children grew up and, you know, they ostensibly grew up in the church and, you know, they went to, took them to youth group and, but they lived no differently than the people around them, the world, the secular world around them. They lived as if they were practical atheists, right? I mean, what made their Christian life any different than the lives of people who didn't believe in God around them? They were still, you know, pushing for careerism and a high standard of living and, you know, materialism. They didn't really act as if there was anything more to this world than the material existence of those that are in it. Why are they surprised when they're trying to live with one foot in the church and one foot in the world when their children go out and put both feet in the world? I mean, it's mind boggling to me. Not that their children go wayward, but that they're surprised that their children go wayward because they were never really part of the church. They really never believed that they are made in the image of God, and therefore there's a higher purpose. There is a context for suffering and sacrifice on behalf of another human being. There is fulfillment there. There's life there when it comes to parenting, and marriage. And these things that you know we've been embracing for generations that cause make for a civilized order, and we've rejected that in favor of this hyper individualism, and the only moral framework that this generation now has to determine right and wrong is pleasure and pain. Which path will give me the most physical pleasure, and which path will help me avoid the most physical or emotional pain? And if anybody causes me any kind of physical or emotional pain, they must necessarily, therefore, hate me. Which, of course, is absolutely ridiculous. How many parents hate their children when they're about to run on the road and they grab them from being smashed by an 18-wheeler and spank them, right? You're hindering me from doing what I want to do. You're keeping me from going down the road I want to go down, and you just made me feel very uncomfortable by spanking my butt. Well, this is you take that to the nth degree, and that's what you have right now with Gen Z.
Right. I know. I know that's absolutely true. Oh gosh. I mean, and you know, I feel bad for Generation Z because it's a joke right now, right? But I mean, they have never existed in a time where there was a straight drive car or a rotary dial phone or any of the analog things that are forgotten technologies now.
Yeah. Nor have they, you know, I know people that, you know, try to give their Gen Z kids, they give them an allowance. And I remember getting an allowance, but I wouldn't get an allowance unless I worked. Right. Well, you didn't do your job, so I'm not going to give you my. Well, there's this mentality now where, you know, there's this kids expect a certain amount of money to be given to them.
I'm going to hang on right there. You just walked us right into that next little bit. Reverend Jim Harden is in charge of Compass Care USA. It is a women's health organization. It is pro-life. It is where everybody should be. This is the kind of thing we should be backing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Reverend Jim Harden from Compass Care. Compass Care is dedicated to erasing the need for abortion by transforming a woman's fear into confidence. No need for that, because babies are a blessing. And we were just talking about some babies that get squandered by some parents here nowadays. You were just talking about the allowance they get for just for existing, that kind of thing.
You know what Halloween is like. You know, I was experiencing Halloween with my kids a couple days ago.
Right.
And we were invited over to some friend's house, and they were all going to go out and go knocking door to door for free candy. I thought, wow, this feels an awful lot like training the next generation of socialists. You go to your neighbor's house, knock on their door, and demand free stuff.
Yeah. 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 Or, you know, anyway, I'm not going there. This is the generation that got a trophy for just showing up and not actually performing. No meritocracy or anything like that. I don't know. I guess that would cause the feels.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just, the reality is going to hit them in the face. And I think sooner than later, it's going to hit us all in the face.
Right.
America, by God's grace, has been the most blessed nation in the history of mankind. Materially, in terms of wealth, in terms of safety. I mean, I know, but we see all that starting to break down now. And one of the reasons it's breaking down is because free, stable, civilized order requires that all people share common beliefs about what it means to be human. They have a common vision of what their nation is all about. They have a common language, a common set of core values, what we have right now is that's being undermined. And there's been we're starting to see these mass shootings happening, and people are justifying these mass shootings, and even with respect to say, for example, the attacks of Hamas in Israel, they're blaming the victims for their victimization. Well, if it wasn't for the fact that you existed, we'd never have to shoot you.
Right.
I mean, this is the kind of mentality that is going on right now in the United States, where you see it with Antifa and this pro-abortion Antifa, Jane's Revenge people. You see it with BLM Antifa. You see it with the transgender trans-tifa, I call them. You see it with anybody who is trying to fabricate their own reality and deny the natural law and deny the law within themselves that they see and deny the any government the law, become a law unto themselves, actually act as anarchists, little anarchists. And when little anarchists get together, they're like a pack of coyotes. They devour anything in their way.
They do.
God forbid you say to a man who insists that he's a woman, hey, you're a man. Guess what? That man who thinks he's a woman is going to use all of his testosterone and all of his muscles to beat you to a pulp. I mean, that's what's happening right now. And the media is and the educational system are promoting this stuff. In fact, the educational system is hypersexualizing children by hiring these abusers. And the dumber ones that can't get hired go to libraries and put on drag shows. I mean, that's what's going on now. In fact, two weeks ago, Kristen Clark, assistant U.S. Attorney General under Merrick Garland, decided to indict a man who attempted to firebomb a church that was hosting two drag queen shows. And Christian Clark was saying, this is terrible that he tried to blow up this building, and it's not going to be this church because they're expressing their religious liberty. And since when? So first of all, it's a bad thing this guy tried to blow up this church. But right. Since when is having a drag show a religious ceremony at a church? When did that happen? I wish that Kristen Clark would come out with such strong moral statements decrying and denouncing the violence against pro-life people. But she's a BLM Antifa supporter. I mean, she's vehemently publicly opposed to pro-life praying centers, which is why she's not enforcing the law when people are violently, destroying our property and giving us death threats. I had people driving past my house pointing guns at my kids just because I'm the CEO of Compass Care. I've had people throw Molotov cocktails and blow up one of our facilities in Buffalo, $500,000 in damage, injuring two firefighters. Where's the indictment there? Nowhere.
Well, I mean, if we're looking for sense out of this weaponized government, we're not going to see it. I don't know where we make this change, where we make this. But I mean, all of it has to do with a very simple fact, doesn't it? Because even when I was in the military that I existed in, we had Judeo-Christian underpinnings.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And you know, we wanted to go to church, and we wanted to worship, and you know, that gave us, it was a moment of peace for us. And I'm sure a lot of guys discover religion when they're in their basic training, because that you get away from the drill sergeants that way, but then you discover something else as you go along the way. So it's a win-win all the way. I just like it. But you're just talking about are you surprised at the amount of anti-Semitism you see in the United States today?
The amount of anti-Semitism that I see in this world today, and specifically in the United States, is more than I thought existed.
Right.
I hear stories of, you know, graffiti and swastikas being painted on Jewish synagogues that's not being covered in the media. And it is, reprehensible. But is directly connected to what's been going on with respect to attacks on pro-lifers, Christians. But it's not just pro-lifers that they're attacking. It's the Judeo-Christian foundations of the nation-state system. That's why they're attacking Israel in the Middle East. Not because they hate Israel per se. It's because of what Israel represents. Israel represents the rule of law. Now, the rule of law is something that was not created by man. The rule of law was something that was created by God. That's God's idea. When he's the one that created this concept of law that transcends any one generation of mankind. We call it the Ten Commandments.
You know what, Reverend? Because I should never have asked you that question. I should have left you hours and hours to answer that one, because we've run out of time. Go check out Compass Care. The website is CompassCareCommunity.com. The mission is, because all people are made in the image of God and equally valuable, Compass Care is dedicated to erasing the need for abortion by transforming a woman's fear into confidence. More humans, more healthy humans, less fear. Real health care, I would imagine, as well. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garin Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Garin is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarinTactical.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Jurors have convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. Desmond Mills Jr., one of the former Memphis officers accused in the killing of Tyree Nichols, has pled guilty to federal charges and is expected to plead guilty to state charges as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti becomes the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations and will also be the first woman to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday that Republicans are nearing a decision on whether to pursue impeachment against President Biden. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back, joined now by Nansu. He's the senior investigative reporter at Epoch Times with a focus on Chinese politics and government deception. And how you doing, sir?
Pretty good, Bill. Thank you for having me again on your program.
Yes, sir. Now, China got together with Russia, and they had I guess they had some discussions, and they were quite critical of us. How were they critical? What happened with this?
Oh, yeah, that you're talking about the Shangshan Forum. That's an annual forum started back in 2019. Shangshan, it's a name of a mountain that's in, located in the suburban area of Beijing. So ever since 2019, that's an area, like a resort area, okay? It's a beautiful view. And there's a lot of hotels over there, and then ever since 2019, they have this international military forum, and it's a military diplomacy international conference supposed to, you know, have Chinese military talk to all these military leaders from different countries. So this year they had that. Last week, they have that military forum, and again, during the forum, both Chinese military leaders as well as Russian military leaders openly criticized the United States. Of course, the Russians military leaders who attended the forum criticized the United States' support to Ukraine. And China, also criticized United States for its unilateral whatever, everything is, say, United States is unilateral doing things. So China is against all these things. So basically, they are getting up together during the forum, really critical about U.S. military's action.
So are they doing this to show a unified front, or is this supposed to be a warning to America that they are sitting there and considering things?
Well, it's kind of like they are in the public. They are they are showing the intent of more and more coming together. Now, keep in mind, this month, earlier this month, that Putin went to Beijing to join the Belt and Road Summit, and before he went to Beijing, before he left Moscow, and also after he arrived at Beijing, Putin repeatedly talked about Xi Jinping is the leader of the world. That's how he appraised Xi Jinping.
Hmm.
And so basically, Putin basically saying that in the way a lot of people believe that he openly admitted he is, a little junior brother of the Chinese regime now. So.
That's interesting. How does Putin feel about some of the things China wants to do? What are his thoughts on them with all of their annexation they want to do?
Well, it doesn't really matter, right? Putin, Russia, after the Ukraine war been going on for so long, keep in mind, Putin right now begging North Korea to send Russia more weapons. So Putin is really at a very bad spot. So and also keep in mind, Russian, the total GDP of Russian is less than 1/10 of China.
Wow.
1/10 of China. Now, China has a 30 administrative regions, they call provinces, or some of them call like bigger, huge cities like Beijing or Shanghai. Those are like provincial cities. So altogether, they have like 31 provincial administrative region. Now, there are several provinces, like the top 4 and 5 provinces. Their provincial GDP is more than Russia's national GDP. So, Russia is just like, you talk about the combined economic power of China and Russia.
Right.
It's no more than, you take China, just add one more province into it.
Now, does China want to be aligned with Russia for energy? Because does China have they don't have their own energy, do they?
Well, they don't have enough energy. So that's why they have these pipes connecting to Russia for oil and natural gas. And also, back in 2021, March of 2021, China signed economic agreement with Iran. Agree in the following 25 years after the agreement was signed, that China will provide $400 billion total dollars worth of economic aid to Iran, and as a return, Iran will provide constant oil supply to China. So they have been talking about they're designing a so-called energy corridor to connect Iran and China from land. Now, between Iran and China, there's two countries, Afghanistan and Pakistan. Now, originally, that energy corridor was, you know, through Pakistan. Now, you know, after the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban, so they, it looks like they have, China has two choices. You know, they can make the, all this oil corridor connecting between China and Iran through either Pakistan or Afghanistan. So that's why you see all these countries, they're basically coming together.
Sort of an unholy alliance.
Well, anti-America alliance.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to interrupt you in the middle of your in the middle of your answer, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. Is this something that are these countries, this alliance, is this good enough for them to succeed in what they want to do?
Well, you look at all these countries. You have extremist religious regime in Iran. You have a Russian regime who want to, you know, recover the glories of the Tsar, of the Tsars. And then you have a communist regime in China and North Korea. And then you have a terrorist regime in Afghanistan. You know, what do they have in common? I mean, the only thing they have in common is their common enemy, the United States.
Right.
That's what brought them together.
So it's not because it's not necessarily because of an alliance they seek to have. They just have a an end goal they're looking for, huh?
Well, they figure out, you know, they think that the freedom is the biggest threat to those regimes. That's what it is.
Right. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. Nansu is the senior correspondent at Epoch Times. He specializes in all things having to do with China. Eyes and focus on China and the government deception. And, you know, he looks at a lot of things. A lot of things that happen overseas. And this is there's a lot of things happening overseas right now. I'm sure it's a very target-rich environment for him at the moment. More on this when we get back. Because, like I said, China is watching. They are watching what we're doing right now. If one or two more things happen, China is going to make a move. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Nan Su. We're talking about China and Russia. They got together. And so this forum they do, the Jingshan, is that how they pronounce it? Is that how you pronounce Jingshan?
Jiangshan.
My bad.
That's okay.
Is this something they do in order to make sure that they have strong ties between the two of them? Is this something they do to compare notes about how much they hate America? Or is it both or is it neither?
Well, the Jiangshan Forum is supposed to international military leaders to go there. U.S. Under the Department of Defense Undersecretary is also there. But that's why they got a chance, you know, point their fingers to the U.S. Military leaders. So of course, you know, they turn this forum supposed, you know, it's for the, for the communication to an a scenario that they can point the leader to criticize the U.S. military. Now, keep in mind, China refused to build any direct communication channel between Chinese military and U.S. military. Now, U.S. military, you know, that they used to have a communication channel between the two militaries. But after Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan in August of last year, you know, they shut down that communication channel and never reopened. And that's why, U.S. government right now is so worried. You know, you see there's a lot of provocative behavior. Now, for example, October 24th, Department of Defense, release a video showing, you know, on that day, October 24th, you know, there was China's fighter jet, J-11, you know, J-11 is their fighter jet name, flew actually, you know, cut in front of a B-52 of U.S., U.S. Air Force, just, you know, the closest distance between the two planes was less than 10 feet.
Yep.
Think about it. Yep. Less than 10 feet. And also the Department of Defense, in the last 2 years, the similar type of provocative behavior, very dangerous, already happened more than 180 times.
Do you think China is trying to make some, broker some sort of a deal? Because you pointed out with Taiwan, they really want to annex Taiwan. And this points out that they're still trying to develop military ties with the U.S. Are they trying to make some sort of a back alley deal where, you know, if we take Taiwan, this doesn't shut off the semiconductors that you guys depend on so much? Because that's one of the big things about Taiwan, right?
Well, that's just only one of the things that make Taiwan so important. And also, you know, if China take Taiwan, then China will have dominant control of South China Sea. That's what they're really going after.
Right.
Because once China controls South China Sea, Chinese government will be able to choke the economic lifeline of Japan.
Wow.
You know, Japan's island nation, you know, one third of its economy really depending on trade, and all their resource is all coming from the sea. You know, if control South China Sea, Japan is going to be in a big trouble. That's why the Prime Minister of Japan, several of them, you know, repeatedly spoke, if Taiwan is in trouble, so is Japan.
So there's a lot of reasons to try to...
Oh, yeah, of course. And also, you know, if China controls South China Sea, then, you know, China will have a lot more say, a lot more control on the global economy, because every year you have about like more than 10 trillion total global trade, and somewhere, you know, between 30 to 40% of that 10 trillion global trade need to go through South China Sea.
Right.
And also, if China controls South China Sea, China will have dominant influence to the Southeast Asian nations. You know, which, you know, so right now the Western corporations, once they get their supply chain out of China, they move towards to those places. And China doesn't want to let go its control of our supply chain. And that's why they're going out to South China Sea. And also, if China controls South China Sea, I mean, China is further, you know, their control extended further to the south. I mean, between South China Sea and Australia is a bunch of the small southern Pacific island countries. They're not able to stop China from there. So China will be easily, you know, moving further to the south to make a further threat to Australia, another very important ally of the United States in the region.
Lots of issues with this. There's lots and lots of issues with this. Are they just so? If they could develop that tie with the United States, would they go that route, or are they just waiting for the United States to get pulled into this Middle Eastern war?
Well, China still wants a lot of things from the United States, from the Western world,
right?
And that's why, you know, they have not totally cut off their connection with the U.S. They, for example, they still want more investment from the Western world, from the United States to go to China. They try, even though, you know, more and more Western world's investment are leaving China because the escalated geopolitical risk. China still wants to get a consumer market. You know, they want to sell more stuff because they need a job opportunity for their people and economy. And also, very importantly, China really trying hard to get advanced technology from the West. They are, you know, of course, they do every way they want to, right? They don't do things by rules. They will do espionage. They will do everything to get those things. They desperately get those things, and in any way, any possible way to get all those things. But of course, you know, while at the same time, they don't stop, you know, they don't slow down their coercive expansion, and they don't tone down their threat to their neighboring countries. What do you do? I mean,
they got out the other day and they have expunged Israel from their digital maps. Did you see that?
Well, it's interesting to see how the Israel-China relationship is going to move, to go further after this Hamas-Israel war. I mean, you know, it's like the way it used to be China as a friend of Ukraine, right? But then after the Russia invaded Ukraine, you know, you see more and more Ukraine is like against China. Now, Russia is, Israel also, the same way, similar to Ukraine, they're very good friends of China. Israel, since the 90s, gave a lot of technologies, especially military technologies, gave to China. But now, you know, they saw China sided with Hamas, you know, refused to criticize the terrorist attack. And then now, and also they actually pointing the finger to Israel, saying Israel is already stepped out of the boundary of self-defense. So I don't know. I don't know if Israel still feel comfortable with that kind of old relationship with China.
Right. I don't know. It's China is they're a very interesting country, and they're sort of they're just about as mysterious to me as, say, North Korea is, but that's because North Korea is very, very closed off and everything. But you know what? We're about to run out of time. You can find Nan's stuff. Nan is the senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times. I and focus on Chinese politics and deceptive government practices, which is basically Chinese politics. And he's been joining me on a regular basis, bringing an invaluable insight to it. I certainly do appreciate that. We'll be hearing more from him, next week, I'm sure, and in addition to all the other things I do. So thank you for joining me today, sir.
All right, Bill, thank you for having me today.
Very good. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
47.